It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now here's Q92's sports director, Paul Ramo, with the Subway pregame show.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Subway pregame show. Paul Ramo here in Dawson tonight for a girls basketball matchup between the Ortonville Trojans and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Someone's going to get their first win of the season tonight. Dawson Boyd comes in 0-3, and the Trojans are 0-4. The Ortonville Trojans, they had a tough schedule to start with. They lost to Clinton Graceville Beardsley, and the Wolverines are 3-0 on the season right now, and they lost to Central Minnesota Christian, and the Blue Jays are 3-1 on the season right now, and then they beat lost to Lacaparo Valley and Wilmer Community Christian. The Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, they opened up their season with a 2-point loss to RTR here at home, 46-44, then they lost to McRae and KMS this past week. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Your starting lineups brought to you by State Farm Insurance agent Tony Orata, with offices in Canby and Madison. For the Ortonville Trojans, number 0, a senior, Brissa Zepeda. Number 4, a senior, Megan Strong. Number 11, a senior, Caden Grunholtz. Number 15, and a senior, Lily Strike. Number 24, and a junior, Claire Kellen. They're coached by Josh Zinski and Clint Dale. Dawson Boyd Blackjack starting lineups tonight, a little different. Allie Essling and Olivia Essling are not feeling well tonight, so they will not be playing. And Allie usually a starter for Dawson Boyd, so they're out without one of their starters tonight. Your starting lineups for Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, number 1, a senior and a guard, Ayanna Hasted. Number 5, a forward, senior, Taylan Jorgensen. Number 13, a 6-foot senior forward, Haley Anderson. Number 15, a 5-foot-5 sophomore guard, Alyssa Swazinski. And number 22, a 5-foot-5 senior guard, Rachel Jorgens. The Blackjacks are coached by Rachel Hawkinson, assisted by Terry White. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups, and Blackjacks and the Trojans tonight. Other games in girls basketball tonight quickly. RTR is at Edgerton. Aaron Lake Okabena Fold is playing McRae in Wabasso. That's a tournament that Wabasso is having today and tomorrow. And here's a good game tonight. Central Minnesota Christian at BBE. West Central Area is at Morris. And probably one of the games, highlight games in the state of Minnesota tonight, state-ranked Hancock, they are hosting Clinton Graceville Beardsley, and both teams are 3-0 on the season. So a big game in Hancock tonight, and we will be passing along these scores as that game progresses. Boys basketball tonight, Lacaparo Valley Eagles are 2-1 on the season. They're hosting KMS, the Fighting Saints. This is their first game of the season for the Fighting Saints. Mineota's at Canby, and Lakeview at Yellow Medicine East. Central Minnesota Christian is at Ortonville, and Renville County West at Tracy Milroy Ballaton. That's your schedule in the Q92 listening area for tonight. Well, I tell you what, this is going to be an interesting basketball game. Does both teams want to pick up a win tonight? Well, someone's going to pick on a win, up a win. And the Ortonville Trojans visited with their head coach, their coaching dual coach, Josh Zinski and Clinton Dale, before the match. And, you know, they're a senior-led team. They start 4 seniors tonight against Dawson Boyd. And the Trojans, they come out, they probably got the best warm-ups I've seen this year. It's them candy stripe orange and white candy stripe pants. Bright orange. Looks pretty sharp out there right now. Both teams on the floor. warming up. Last week I was in McRae with the Dawson Boy girls basketball team where they lost 66-40. The McRae Wolverines had two girls just kind of dominate the game. They're both over 6 foot. Tyne and Grail Jansen for McRae just kind of dominated there. So see what the Blackjacks can do tonight. Coach Rachel Hawkinson, of course, without one of her starters tonight, and Allie Essling. Homesick, I understand. So hope Allie gets better, and her sister Olivia. All right, that wraps up our Subway pregame show here at Dawson Boyd High School tonight. And we'll take a break, and we'll be back in a couple minutes with the opening tip-off between the Blackjacks and the Trojans in girls basketball.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Morris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clement Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
All right, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We're about ready to get the ball game underway here between the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks and the Ortonville Trojans. The starter five once again for Dawson Boyd, Hasted, Jorgensen, Anderson, Swadinski, and Jorgens. Once again, the Blackjacks without one of their starters tonight, and Allie Essling, a senior, and Allie is probably one of the top scorers on the team, so someone's going to have to step up here and score some points for Dawson Boyd tonight with Allie out of the game. She's an outstanding basketball player, good athlete, Essling is, so she'll be missed tonight. Jumping center, number 13, Haley Anderson. Ortonville in their white away orange jerseys. Blackjacks in their black and gold. Well, I appreciate everyone that's tuning in tonight. Here we go, and the opening tip-off belongs with the Blackjacks. And the Blackjacks going to my right here, Swazinski. She's just a sophomore. Gets it over to number 22, that's Jorgens. Drives up the paint, in the paint, and she lost the ball, or got the ball tipped out of bounds. And Hasted will inbound the ball for Dawson Boyd. Just underway here tonight. On a beautiful night. A little windy out, but can't complain about no snow on the ground. Here's a shot from the baseline by Jorgens. No good. She gets a rebound. That won't go, and it's rebounded by Claire Kellen. Here come the Trojans, their first offensive possession. Grunholz, four seniors start for the Trojans. There's a shot from the corner by Strong. That's no good. Rebounded by Hasted. Anna grabs the board, and she'll bring it up the floor. Anna Hasted dribbles to the left side by the free throw line, jumps it off to Swazinski. Alyssa goes to the basket, try to lay it up. No good. Anderson with the rebound. Her shot won't go. And Ortonville comes away with it. Here's Megan Strong, number four. Number zero with a shot. That's Zepeda from the top of the key. A three, no good. And the ball ricochets all the way out to Taylan Jorgensen. Hasted with the ball. No score here tonight. B-squad action tonight. Pretty good B-squad game. Here's a three put up by Jorgens. Rachel, and no good. Boarded there by Ortonville. Dawson Boyd B-squad won tonight, 31-26. 31-26 over Dawson, or over Ortonville B-squad. Here's a shot from the free throw line by Grunholz. That won't go. And Anderson with a board for Dawson Boyd. Almost played 2 minutes of the game and no score. Hasted dribbles the ball, goes split a defender, goes up, and it's blocked underneath there by Claire Kellen. Nice block by Kellen. And the Trojans, Zepeda, puts up a long shot off the glass, no good. And Anderson tipped it over to Hasted. Ayano bring the ball up to Swazinski. Alyssa for three, banks it in for three! Alyssa Swazinski gets the Blackjacks on the board from a deep three, and she banked it in. Oh, all alone underneath, and they missed the shot. Ortonville's Strong. She was all alone underneath the basket, missed the shot, and number 24, Claire Kellen, a junior for Ortonville, picked up the rebound, and she missed the shot, and she was fouled by Haley Anderson. So Anderson with her first personal foul, and at the free throw line is Ortonville's number 24, Claire Kellen, and Kellen makes the free throw, or Kellen's second free throw off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Ortonville. Put up. That won't go. The rebound there by Grunholz. She missed the shot and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Rachel Jorgens. 3-1 the score. Dawson Boyd leading Ortonville. And Megan Strong will inbound the ball underneath her own basket. Gets it in to number 13. Or that's zero. Zepeda, excuse me. Down low. And Jorgens steps in front of the pass. Taylan Jorgensen stepped in front of the pass. And Claire Stratmon in for the first time tonight for Dawson Boyd. Hasted in the paint, shot up, no good. Ayanna Hasted going to the free throw line. Ayanna will shoot two. Nice assist there from eighth grader Claire Stratmon. I'm probably going to say eighth grader quite a bit tonight because that's pretty impressive. You're in eighth grade and you're on the varsity floor. And she's a good basketball player. Free throw is missed by Ayanna. Score remains 3-1. We could have a very low-scoring game tonight. Dawson Boyd student section here. They're here in big numbers tonight. Hasted free throws up and good. And Ayanna Hasted gets on the board. And it's 4-1. A little pressure put on here by Dawson Boyd now. Ortonville at midcourt, and they break it. They go down low, shot up, and in. And scoring for the Ortonville Trojans was number 15, Strike. Lily Strike grabbed the rebound and put it up and in, and it's 4-3. Dawson Boyd. Hastett will launch a long three. No good. Strathmoyne chases the ball down. Almost went out of bounds, but good hustle there by Claire Strathmoyne. Swazinski, a sophomore, tried to get the Strathmoyne an eighth grader. Now the Hastett. Here's Claire in the corner. Shot clock to seven. Remember, we got the shot clock. And Hastett saved the ball by throwing it off a Trojan. Heads up play there by the senior, Ayanna Hastead. She was trying to save the ball from going out of bounds and threw it off a Trojan leg. Inbound to Jorgensen. Here's Hastead. The shot clock expired. Got to communicate down there. The shot clock expired. That shot clock set to 35 seconds. Here's Ortonville, pressure, full court pressure. Swazinski steals the ball. Alyssa down the Strathmoyne underneath, back out to Hastead. Good steal there by Alyssa Swazinski. Alyssa in the paint, puts it up and in, and scores! And Swazinski's fouled. Alyssa with 5 of the 6 points for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks tonight. And the foul was on Claire Kellen. Her first. 6-3, a three-point lead. Free throws good by Alyssa. 6 of the 7 points belong to Swazinski. Ortonville, cross court, stolen by Jorgensen. Another turnover there by the Trojans. Hastead down. Swazinski, back to Ayanna. Strathmoyne on the left wing. They go inside to Jorgensen, turnaround shot off the backboard, good. Nice play by Taylen Jorgensen. Very aggressive on the rebound there, and it's 9-3, and now Ortonville trying to bring the ball up the floor, had yet to cross midcourt, and referee Eric Smith, Lacaparl Valley graduate, whistles a foul on number 22, Rachel Jorgens, her first. So Ortonville, Dawson Boyd sets up on defense, and Hastead steals the pass. Ayanna going down the floor, taps it back out to Strathmoyne. Strathmoyne with a jump shot. Nope, won't go. Rebounded by Swazinski. And Alyssa scores again. A timeout by the Ortonville Trojans. Swazinski's hot here in the first few minutes of the ball game. Jacks lead 11-3. We'll take a commercial break and be right back.
Every American farmer works hard. It's a given. And at Golden Harvest Seed Company, we believe that seed performance should be a given too. We are rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service to help you deliver a better performance in each of your fields. Your success is our success, so put us to work for you. Contact your local Golden Harvest Seed Advisor, Steve and Seth Haas, in Madison, Minnesota, and make every field count.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Sports brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089 with Dr. Clint Bond. Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul. And by United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building, downtown Madison. Stop by, visit with agent Chris Brogdon about insurance for your life, health, home, farm, business, and more. That's the United Prairie Agency, Madison.
All right, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School. While we were away at commercial, Claire Strathmoyne stole the ball, and Claire went in for a layup for a 13th point for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. And then Ortonville scored, number 15, Lily Strike, with a basket. And it's 13-5, Dawson Boyd. Here with 12:27 to play in the first half. Timeout's over by Coach Zinski. And the Blackjacks will bring the ball up the floor. pretty nice crowd tonight on a Friday night to watch some high school basketball. Stratmon brings the ball up the floor. Left wing to Swazinski. Alyssa for three. They tried to bank it in. No good. And she hustles and gets her rebound out by midcourt. What a hustle there by Alyssa. Stratmon in the paint. Drops it down low. Tried to drop it down low to Anderson. And looks like a strike got in the way of it for Ortonville. Knocked it out of bounds. Good heads-up play there by Lily Strike of the Trojans. 13-5, Dawson Boyd leading here in the first half. Both teams look, Ortonville's 0-4, Dawson Boyd 0-3. Stratmon top of the key, three! Hits the front of the rim. Anderson with the rebound and put back. Claire Stratmon launched a long three, and Anderson with the rebound and scores. 10-point lead, 15-5, the score. And the ball's knocked out of bounds by the Blackjacks. So Ortonville inbound the ball. Number three, Mackenzie Dale, a junior, gets the basketball, lobs it in to number 11, Grunholtz. Grunholtz has a basket here in the first half. Here's a shot put up, and it's good by Cassandra Arndt, number 12. Her first basket of the night, and it's 15-7, Dawson Boyd. Swazinski's been hot here in the first half. Here's Jorgensen from the free throw line, and Taylen Jorgensen with her fourth point. 4 points, or 4 points for Jorgensen. Swazinski leads Dawson Boyd in scoring with eight. Ortonville missed shot, rebounded there by Arndt, and her shot won't fall. Dawson Boyd picks it up. Alyssa going all the way down the floor, kind of threw up a layup. Anderson with the rebound. Asted with the ball. Jump shot in the paint by Iana. That's short. Jorgensen grabs the rebound, pulls it back out to Stratmon. Stratmon with a shot. That won't go. And it's last touch by Ortonville's number 15, Lily Strike. Good hustle by Dawson Boyd. Zepeda comes back in. Brisa Zepeda and Megan Strong back in for Ortonville. They're down by 10 points with 10:39 to play before halftime. Inbound pass goes in. Oh, it hit the top of the basket and it went in. That was who was that? Jorgens, they're gonna count it. Ortonville coach said that should have been out of bounds. Number 22. Oh. Free throws up and good by number 22, Rachel Jorgens. Well, they didn't count that basket. They didn't count the basket. It went in. But she was fouled. Second free throw up, and that rolls around no good. We've got a whistle. Might have a lane violation here for Ortonville. So Rachel Jorgens for Dawson Boyd will get another shot at the free throw line. 18-7, Dawson Boyd. Free throw's good. That lane violation cost the Trojans there. Full court press put on by Dawson Boyd, and the Trojans break it. They go down low. Number three all alone puts it up and in. That's Dale, Mackenzie Dale, with her first basket. Nice play by Dale. 19-9, Dawson Boyd. 10-18 to play. Jorgens turns around shot, banks it in. Rachel Jorgens with her first field goal. She's got 4 points. Ortonville inbounds the ball. Blackjacks retreat a little bit. They go down low, and Haley Anderson steals the ball. Nice play by Anderson. Swazinski with the ball. Hasted, Blackjacks set up their offense. Dawson Boyd hustles back on defense. It's 21-9, Dawson Boyd. Claire Stratmon, left wing to Jorgens. Rachel drives baseline, and we're going to have a whistle and a foul on Ortonville Trojans. Referee coming over. Let's see the number. It looks like number 12 called on the foul. That's Cassandra Arndt. Arndt with a foul, her first. Hasted inbounds it in the Anderson shot. No good. Ball's loose at the free throw line. Picked up there by Arndt. Arndt crosses midcourt. Good hustle there by Arndt. Now the Oh, the Trojans throw it away out of bounds. And Dawson Boyd will get the ball. 21-9 the score. Dawson Boyd leading. Szczynski leading and scoring with 8 points. Grunholtz comes back in for Ortonville. Claire Stratmon, 5'2", point guard, 8th grade. Stratmon to the right wing of Jorgens. Number 22, Rachel. Rachel in the paint at the free throw line. Looks down low, knocked away. Touch there, almost caught. And then Haley Anderson finds herself open and scores. Boy, Lily Strike almost stole the ball there, and it went out of her hands right into Haley's hands. All Haley had to do is turn around and look at the basket. And she scored. Now Anderson steals the ball. Here's Szczynski. Alyssa going in for a layup, and she scores her 10th point of the first half. Alyssa Szczynski. 25-9. Ortonville down low. This is Kellen. Shot up and good by Kellen. 3 points for Claire Kellen. And it's 25-11, Dawson Boyd. Paul Ramo here in Dawson Boyd High School tonight. Stratmon uses her left hand in the paint. No good. Rebounded by the Trojans. Here's Caden Grunholtz bringing the ball over midcourt. Right wing, number 24. And got a full timeout by the Ortonville Trojans. So with that full timeout, we'll take a commercial break. The score, Dawson Boyd 25, the Ortonville Trojans 11. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Ryan Smith Seeds. Ryan Smith Seeds has great seed and resources available to you at a very competitive price, including products from Syngenta. With Golden Harvest corn and NK brand soybeans added to his lineup, you can be sure Ryan has what you need. Look them up at Golden Harvest Corn, NK brand soybeans, or call Ryan at 320-226-1079. That's 226-1079. Ryan reminds everyone to always stay safe. Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, Mineota. Do you need electrical wiring done? Give Jesse Myers of Myers Electric in Appleton a call today. Jesse does large and small projects, commercial, industrial, and residential electric service available. Jesse stands behind all his work, and service is what Myers Electric in Appleton is all about. Call Myers Electric today at 320-226-7447. That's Myers Electric, Appleton.
All right, Dawson Boyd leading Ortonville here in the first half with 8:02 to play, 25-11. Alyssa Szczynski was just fouled by Ortonville's Lily Strike. Strike's second personal foul. Szczynski has 10 points here in the first half. Make that 11 with her free throw is good. What a first half for Alyssa, a sophomore. Szczynski's second free throw coming. On its way, and that's nothing but net. 12 for Alyssa. Well, she's picking up the scoring where Allie Essling, unable to be here tonight because of illness. Allie, usually one of the leading scorers for the Blackjacks, and Szczynski's stepped up to the plate here, especially in the first half. Ortonville has the ball. They go down low, turnaround shot. Nice play there by Claire Kellen. She scores in the paint. Good move there by Kellen. 27-13. Here's Hasted. Over to Jorgens. Down low to Jorgensen. And it goes out of bounds. Rachel Jorgens tried to bounce it, pass it down low to Taylen Jorgensen. And it went too far out of bounds. And the Trojans inbound it. Full court pressure put on by Dawson Boyd. They lead 27-13. Stratmon almost stole the ball. Ortonville gets it across midcourt, but they're having trouble. Good defense by Dawson Boyd. Here's Szczynski. ball's kicked out of bounds. It'll remain with Ortonville. Megan Strong will inbound the ball from the side court. Strong gets the ball from the referee, inbounds it. They go down low, back to Strong. They get down low to Kellen, turn around, shot, and Kellen scores again. Claire Kellen, the leading scorer for the Ortonville Trojans. She has 7 points here in the first half. Here's Jorgensen for a long three, no good. Jorgensen with the rebound, the ball stripped out of her hand by Megan Strong of Ortonville. The ball's loose, whistle stopped. Haley Anderson comes in. Here's Paige Conover in for the first time. Rachel Jorgens comes out, and Taylen Jorgensen out for Dawson Boyd. So Paige Conover, a 5'5" senior guard, into the game for the first time here in the first half. 27-15 Ortonville, and Paige creates a turnover. Whoa, they're going to call a foul on Paige Conover. Ooh, looked like it was clean. Paige is a fireball. She's very aggressive. And they call the foul on Conover. Ortonville inbounds the ball. Number 12, Cassandra Arndt with the basketball. Now a shot put up from the three-point line. That's no good. That was number 11, Gronholtz. Missed the three. And the Blackjacks come across midcourt. Hasted to Stratmoen. Claire drops it down low to Swazinski. Alyssa shoots and off the glass, no good. Rebounded there by Grunholtz. Alyssa almost stole the ball. Grunholtz across midcourt for the Ortonville Trojans. They're down 27-15. There goes Kellen to the basket. Throws up a hard shot off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Ayana. Stratmoen to Swazinski, and she traveled. Alyssa is trying to set up to launch a three, and she just dragged her foot there. Hey, good luck to the La Caparra Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows dance team tomorrow. They're going to be at RCW for their second competition of the season. Shadows took first place at Ricori last Saturday, first place in high kick and first place in jazz. It was a great start to the Shadows season. So they're in Renville tomorrow. Ortonville down 27-15, 5:45 to play. Kellen. Ball lost the ball. She just lost the ball. Turnover there by Ortonville. And Dawson Boyd will get the ball back. That was a great start to the Shadows dance season. And a lot of teams in Ricori last Saturday, and the Shadows took first. Both categories. Here's Hasted. 27-15, Dawson Boyd. Hasted in the paint. Iana has one free throw, a point, here in the first half. Stratmoen, Claire, handling the ball. She handles the ball so well. Here's a long three-pointer by Conover. No good. Oh, look at Stratmoen chase the rebound down in the corner. Then Claire goes to the basket, shoots and scores. What a play by Stratmoen. She hustled after that rebound, which ricocheted way in the corner. She grabbed the ball, went right to the basket, and laid it up and in. Now, over and back called on Ortonville's Caden Gronholtz at midcourt. Over and back. That one pivot foot went over the line, went back. 29-15, Dawson Boyd. Stratmoen didn't start, but boy, she's played awesome since she's come off the bench here. Here's Conover on the right wing. Now the Hasted to the top of the key. Anderson in the paint. Drops it down low to Swazinski. Her shot, no good. Conover with the rebound. And Paige picks up her first points of the game. Steal by Hasted. Anderson's on, Claire Stratmoen's on the ground with a Trojan. Loose ball, jump ball belongs with Dawson Boyd. Good hustle by Stratmoen. Great hustle by Hasted. 31-15, Dawson Boyd. Leading the Ortonville Trojans here with 4:24 to go in the first half. We'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show coming up. Swazinski to Stratmoen in the paint. Back underneath to Anderson. What a play. Anderson scores. 6 for Anderson. Nice assist, and the Blackjacks are working on all cylinders right now. Swazinski steals the ball. Alyssa goes in and blocked from behind by Zepeda. Oh, that was a big block by number zero. Brisa? Zepeda. Not quite sure how to say her first name. Brisa. Rachel Jorgens comes back in. Looks like Conover is out. 33-15 the score. Dawson Boyd leading. And Haston knocks the ball out of bounds at midcourt. Boy, Dawson Boyd's really picked up the intensity level here in the last 5 minutes. They are hustling. They are all over the floor. Number 15 back into the game. That's Lily Strike for Ortonville. B-Squad tonight. Dawson Boyd beat Ortonville 31-26. Here's a three-pointer put up by Ortonville, and she was fouled. It did not go in. She was fouled, and she'll shoot three free throws. And the foul was on Claire Stratmone. Stratmone with the foul. So at the line is Ortonville's number 11, Kaden Grunholtz. She gets three free throws. She just missed her first. She'll get a second free throw here. And that one's good by Grunholtz. Now she'll get a third free throw because she was attempting a three-point play. 33-16, Dawson Boyd. Free throws up and no good. Rebounded by Anderson. Oh, they jump ball. Anderson and Kellen tied the ball up. Kellen tying the ball up with Anderson. So Ortonville will get the basketball underneath their own basket. Down 33-16. They get it in the Strong. Here's a three-pointer by Grunholtz. No good. Astead picks up the ball. Gives it over to Stratmone. Stratmone doing the ball handling here for Dawson Boyd. Astead down low to Anderson. Scores again. Haley Anderson. All of a sudden, Haley has got some points here. She has 8 points. It's 35-16. And stolen by Sosinski. Boy, Alyssa doing it on both ends, offense and defense. Stratmone for three. Off the back iron, no good. Goes deep in the corner. Look at Claire trying to save it from going out of bounds. Boy, she hustles. Claire Stratmone. Fun watching her. She is, her motor is 100 miles per hour all the time. 35-16. Dawson Boyd leading. Ortonville trying to get across the midcourt line. Zepeda down low. Baseline shot. Put up and in by Ortonville's number 15, Lily Strike, with her fourth point of the game. 35-18. Here's Swazinski. Goes up the middle. Throws up the ball off the glass. No good. Kellen with the rebound. Ortonville Zepeda, three-point shot, launches one, no good. Stratmone with the rebound. 2 minutes, 25 seconds to play here in the first half. Paul Ramo here at Dawson Boyd High School tonight. 35-18 Blackjacks. Stratmone. Astead. Oh, beyond the three-point arc. Crowd kind of quiet right now. Here's Stratmone down low, shot up. No good. She's fouled. And the eighth grader, Claire Stratmone, will go to the free throw line. Stratmone with 4 points here in the first half, looking to make it five. That foul was on Zepeda, her second personal foul. Here's Claire. Free throw on its way. Nothing but net. You can tell she practices her free throws. Got good form. 2:06 to go in the first half. Stratmone with her second free throw. On its way. And I jinxed her. Missed the free throw. So Ortonville gets the ball. The Trojans down 36-18. We'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show coming up. And we'll check on the other scores. Oh, Hastead steals the ball. Goes to the basket. She's fouled. Nice play by Ayanna Hastead, the senior. And the head coach, Josh Zinski, kind of complaining there with referee Eric Smith. Eric refs a lot of games. Former La Caprile Valley graduate, basketball player. Hastedt's free throw is up and in. And Ayanna Hastedt has 2 points, all 2 points from the free throw line here in the first half. 37-18. Second free throw by the homecoming queen. Missed it. Rebounded by number 21, Amelia Zinski. Now Hastedt steals the ball, and the ball is thrown out of bounds. Ortonville will get the ball. Coach Rachel Hawkinson pacing back and forth in front of the Dawson Boyd bench. Ortonville brings the ball up the floor slowly. Now they cross midcourt. They throw it down low to number 15 and too far underneath the basket. That was strike. Now a three-point shot put up by Grunholtz. That's no good. And it's rebounded by Hastedt, and Stratmon with the ball. Claire Stratmon at midcourt for Dawson Boyd. A minute 30 to play in the first half. Dawson Boyd has a 37-18 lead. They go down low to Jorgensen. Rolls it off the rim. No good. Hastedt saves it, but throws it right into the hands of Grunholtz. Grunholtz now with the ball. Right wing. Here's a long three-pointer by Zinski. That's no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Remains with Ortonville. Ortonville will inbound the ball. Mackenzie Dale, a junior, gets the ball from the referee, lobs it in. Now back out to Grunholtz. Here's a long three-pointer. That's no good. Picked up by Stratmon, two-on-one. Stratmon and Jorgensen. Stratmon passes to Jorgensen, and she scores. Nice play. Kaylin Jorgensen. And a nice assist from Claire Stratmon, making it 39-18. Ortonville puts up a shot, and number 11 drops it. Grunholtz, 5 points for her. And we got 30 seconds to go before halftime. 39-20 the score. Hastedt from the paint. Jorgens, Rachel, from the free throw line, shot up, off the glass, no good. And last touch by a Trojan, with 24 seconds to play. Hastedt will get the ball from the referee underneath Dawson Boyd's basket. They have a 19-point lead. Hastedt gets the ball, inbounds it to Jorgens. On the right wing, down low to Jorgensen. Back out to Hastedt. Here's Rachel from the free throw line. Banks it in! How about that? Rachel Jorgens with a bank shot. 12 seconds to go. Ortonville. Here's Dale. Shot put up, blocked, and oh, goes right to a Trojan. And here's Claire Stratmon. She's got a second from half court. No, almost. That almost. A little short. Put a little more oomph in it, and Claire would have had a half court shot to end the first half. Folks, we're at halftime here in Dawson. And the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks lead the Ortonville Trojans 41-20. 41-20. Dawson Boyd leading Ortonville. We'll take a couple-minute break. Come back with your Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime reports.
And you're listening to Q92 KLQP FM 92.1 Madison Dawson.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Witte and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all of your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 Sports Booster.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
Time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
All right, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School. This is Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Girls basketball, Dawson Boyd Blackjacks leading the Ortonville Trojans at the half, 41-20. Let's go through the scoring. First, for the Ortonville Trojans, five players are in the scoring column. Caden Grunholtz with 5 points. Lily Strike with 4 points. Claire Kellen has 7. Mackenzie Dale with 2. Cassandra Arndt with 2. That's your scoring for the Ortonville Trojans in the first half. And Coach Rachel Hawkinson has to be happy at halftime. Boy, it's such balanced scoring. Everyone is getting in the scoring column here. Once again, Dawson Boyd without one of their leading scorers tonight because she's home sick, and Allie Essling and her sister Olivia Essling both sick. So Allie's not here to kind of lead the Blackjacks in scoring like she usually does. But listen to this balanced scoring here. Anna Hassett with 2 points. Conover with 2 points over the bench, off the bench. Then we got Claire Stratmon off the bench with 5 points. Rachel Jorgens with 6 points. Taylan Jorgensen with 6 points. Haley Anderson with 8 points. And your leading scorer, and what a first half for Alyssa Swazinski, ends up with 12 points. She started out with a three-pointer. That got her going, and she must have scored 8 points within a 3-4 minute span there in the beginning of the game. She was really hot. So she has 12 points. She leads the Blackjacks in scoring. Let's look at some other scores around the area. Of course, the big one that state-ranked Hancock Owls hosting Clinton Graceville Beardsley, and there's right before halftime, this is kind of an odd score. 22-2 is the score there. McCray, this is a final already down in Wabasso in the Wabasso tournament. McCray Wolverines beat Heron Lake Okabena Fulda 70-15. Edgerton currently leading RKR 26-11 in the right before halftime. And boys basketball, halftime, last I heard it was halftime, KMS playing their first game of the season. They're at Lacaparral Valley tonight. They were leading the Eagles 25-14 at the half. That in boys basketball. And Yellow Medicine East leading Lakeview in boys basketball at the half 31-23. And Canby and Mineota, they're all tied up at the half 32-32 at Canby High School. Close game there between the Lancers and the Vikings. I want to wish the Dawson Boy Blackjack boys basketball team good luck tomorrow down at Hopkins. That's some invites, a huge tournament. Top teams in the state are there. And so Dawson Boyd, they will take on the number two ranked team in Class A right now, Castlake Bena, at 6:30 at the Lindbergh Center in Hopkins High School. A big game there for Dawson Boyd Blackjacks boys basketball team. Of course, Castlake Bena, they actually lost to state rank A to Borup last night, 66-64. So they have one loss on the season. The Blackjacks are undefeated here going into tomorrow's matchup with Castlake Bena. And as I mentioned earlier, good luck to the Lochaber Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows dance team at RCW tomorrow for their second competition of the season. And congratulations to Team United Wrestling. Big meet last night in Minnewaska. You heard the match right here on Q92 with BBE with Dick Newman and Danny Lee. And Team United came out on top. They won all three matches. Border West, Minnewaska, and BBE last night to go 3-0. State-ranked Team United. All right, that wraps up Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Teams are coming back on the floor. And once again, your halftime score here, Dawson Boyd, 41, Ortonville, 20. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
I'm over here at Monica's Apparel and Accessories on Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica, holiday season is upon us.
It sure is, Paul Ramo. And we're known for the holidays at Monica's Apparel and Accessories on 931 Chestnut Street in awesome Dawson. What you can expect at Monica's is to walk in her front door, have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel, sign up on Thursday nights and Saturdays for free $50 gift certificate to shop. And I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Thursday nights till 7, till Christmas, and Saturdays 10 to 5, or by appointment. And I'm full to the brim with lots of fun sweaters, cardigans, coats, shoes, boots, you name it, I've got it. And come on in for some fun.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison. Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales for all your collision and glass repair needs. Tufty's also has several bikes and ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Check out TuftyAuto.com. Tufty Auto and Sales, located East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota. Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Camby and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Carrie Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248.
Welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. And we're about to get the second half underway here between the Blackjacks and the Trojans. Dawson Boyd leading 41-20 as we start the second half. Dawson Boyd will get the possession. Leading scorers again for Dawson Boyd is Alyssa Swadinsky with 12. And for Ortonville, Claire Kellen with 7. All right, here's Swadinsky at midcourt. Right wing to Anderson, Hasted. Looks like Ortonville went into a zone defense. Here's Taylen Jorgensen for three. A three-pointer by Jorgensen to start the second half. What a start there for the Blackjacks. Taylen just let that one fly. Ortonville goes down. Oh, what a nice underhanded layup there by Kellen. Holy cow, that was best play of the night right there, Ortonville's Claire Kellen. She went underneath, handed layup. And it's 44-22. Swadinsky, Anderson top of the key, Hasted. Jorgen's going to put up a long shot. That's no good. Rebounded by Haley in the paint. Pops it back out to Rachel. Here's Swadinsky for a shot, jump shot. That's no good. And Kellen with a monster rebound there for the Trojans. Kellen's going to bring the ball down herself. Go right to the basket, lays it up off the glass. No good. Szczynski still gets the ball, and she's going coast to coast, and Alyssa lays it up and in. 14 points for Alyssa Szczynski. Boy, she grabbed that rebound. She was off and running. She went coast to coast. Kellen down in the paint. Turnaround shot. Partially blocked by Haley. Oh, Haley, what a nice block that was. Haley, 6 foot. She might be a little taller than that. This program says 6 foot, but you stand next to her. 6'1", I'm going to say. I'm going to say 6'1". Here's Kellen with a shot and Haley with the rebound. Haley's a good basketball player. Here's Hasted. Szczynski's going to launch a three. Boom! Szczynski for three. 17 for Alyssa. Haley Anderson steals the ball. Alyssa with the basketball. Back out to Rachel Jorgensen. Hasted downloaded Talon. Talon in the paint. Double dribble. Turnover. Blackjack. How about Szczynski? Launched a three from WNBA range there. And Swisher Ruhr. 49-22 the score. A little pressure put on. Ortonville breaks the pressure. Nice. Now here's a three-point shot by Granholtz. Drops one. What is going on? Three-pointers are flying here in the second half. That's the third three-pointer here in the second half. 49-25, Dawson Boyd. Alyssa for three. Missed it off the back iron. Rebounded there in the corner by Megan Strong. Strong across midcourt. She's fouled by Alyssa, I believe. You know, Dawson Boyd, Coach Hawkinson has some good young players. And Stratmon, an eighth grader. Szczynski's a tenth grader. And Olivia Essling, who's not here tonight, she's only in ninth grade, so... Future looking bright here for the Blackjacks. Right now they have a 49-25 lead. Dawson Ortonville turns around, shoots on the baseline, no good. Rebounded by Alyssa. Alyssa over to the top of the key to Hasted. Left wing to Jorgens. Tries to lob it in, and Kellen. Oh, this Kellen girl knocks the ball out of bounds. Claire, just a junior. Nice defense there by Kellen. 49-25. Dawson Boyd, the Blackjacks inbound it to Anderson. Now to Jorgensen. Szczynski. Oh, and knocking the ball out of Szczynski's hand was Strong. Quick hands there by Megan Strong. Just underway here in the second half here in Dawson Knight. Glad you're with us on Q92. Appreciate you listening. Oh, nice pass underneath. Anderson shoots. And she's fouled. Haley will go to the free throw line, shoot two. And I think they're going to call a foul on Kellen. That'll be her second. Kellen with 9 points and two personal fouls. And Haley Anderson to the free throw line. She had 8 points in the first half, and she missed her free throw. Claire Stratmon comes into the game for Talon Jorgensen. Haley Anderson will get a second free throw. Free throw on its way, and it bounces back and forth. No good, and Kellen swatted the ball out of bounds. So the Blackjacks get the ball underneath their own basket. Hasted, who has two free throws in the game, drops it into Stratmon. Claire, now Szczynski, has almost lost the ball. Claire chases it down at midcourt. Claire Stratmon, number three. Kind of dribbles the ball with her left hand. I don't know if she's left-handed or not. Here's Hasted, goes to the basket, and Ayanna gets her first field goal. Hasted scoring. And now the Trojans throw it out of bounds. Grunholtz trying to hit Strong across mid-course, threw it out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say Blackjacks tipped it. Referee on the far side said, no, it's a Ortonville basketball. So Ortonville gets the ball at midcourt. They're down 51-25. 51-25. Dawson Boyd. Ortonville's number 11. Grunholz dribbles, throws up the shot. She's fouled by Hafta. That'll stop the clock. Got a final score already in girls basketball. McCray put up 70 points tonight as they beat Heron Lake Okabena Fola 70-15. McCray's got a good girls basketball team. I saw them last week when they beat Dawson Boyd 66-40. Free throw is missed by Grunholz. Second free throw missed. Rebounded by Kellen. She puts it up. That's missed. Haley Anderson with a good box out there by Anderson. And so we're under, we've got 14 minutes to play in the ball game. 51-25, Dawson Boyd, Strathmore traveled. Claire is breaking to the basket, and she's whistled for a travel. Good hustle in the first half by the Blackjacks. They led at half 41-20. Right now they lead 51-25. Ortonville with the ball. They go down low on the baseline. Grunholz puts a shot up, and Stratmon comes away with it for Dawson Boyd across midcourt. Claire Stratmon to Hafstead. Ayanna drives to the free throw line, stops her dribble, now hands the ball off to Szczynski. Here's Stratmon for three in the corner. Swish! Claire Stratmon for three. 8 points for Claire. That's her first three-pointer in the game. She should shoot more. Good shooter. Oh, now Stratmon steals the ball down on the baseline. And we got a whistle on Ortonville. Foul on Ortonville. Good hustle by Claire again. Fouls on number four, Megan Strong, her first. Got a couple substitutes coming in. A box elder bug climbing up my arm here. What the heck? Box elder buck on my arm. Just flicked them off. 54-25. You never know what you find. Felt something crawling on my arm. I looked down. There's a box elder bug. 54-25. Nice pass from Stratmon to Anderson. Scores. Whoa, what an assist by Claire. 10 points for Haley Anderson, the senior. And Coach Rachel Hawkinson talking with Haley at the free throw line. There's a third personal foul on Lily Strike. Anderson at the free throw line, and it's good. 12:55 to play in the ball game. 57-25. Dawson Boyd leading. Looking for their first win of the season. They're 0-3, but they played some very tough competition to start the season. Makes them better. Here's a three-pointer by Arndt. Oh, Cassandra Arndt drops a three. 5 points. Nice-looking shot there by Arndt. That's 5 points for Arndt. Dawson Boyd with the basketball down low, and Kellen ties the ball up with Claire Stratmon. A jump ball possession belongs with the Trojans. Ortonville 0-4 coming into the game. They lost to Clinton Graceville Beardsley, Central Minnesota Christian, Lacaparle Valley, and Wilmer Community Christian. Kellen traveled, I think. She did. Good call there by referee Eric Smith. I told Eric I'd say nothing but nice things about him tonight. Referee Eric Smith. 57-28. He does a fantastic job, him and his crew down here, reffing. A young guy getting into reffing. Need more young people want to be refs. Contact the Minnesota High School League. And now Claire whistled for travel. That's second or third time in the game here. Claire kind of took a step before she put the ball down, but she's just an eighth grader. I'd expect that. Good ball player. That's how you learn. 57-28. Dawson Boyd leading. 21 with the ball. Szczynski down to the free throw line to Kellen. Kellen drives to the basket. Forces up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Stratmon. Stratmon, the smallest girl on the floor, grabs the rebound underneath the basket. 57-28, Dawson Boyd has to, the Jorgens, Rachel back into the game. Tried to drop it down to Anderson, and a lot of traffic there, and it's picked off by Ortonville. Here's a three-pointer from way out. That was number 12, Arndt, Cassandra Arndt, trying to hit another three. She just did a few minutes ago. Kaylin Jorgensen back into the game for Rachel Jorgens. Dale inbounds the ball for Ortonville. Here's a quick shot put up by Arndt. No good. Ball goes in the corner. Picked up by Grunholz. Grunholz dribbles out to the top of the key. Kellen will launch a three. Try to bank it in. No good. Instead, Hasted picks up a rebound out at the free throw line. Here come the Blackjacks. Swazinski for three from the baseline. No good. Rebounded there by Cassandra Arndt. 57-28. Long three-pointer put up by Zinski. No good. And we got a whistle and a foul on Ortonville. Our next broadcast will come next Tuesday. I'll be out at La Caparo Valley as the La Caparo Valley girls team with Coach Dylan Erickson will host the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Good, friendly, rivalry game there. That's next Tuesday. 57-28. Here's Alyssa. Dribbles outside. Drops it underneath. Knocked away. Ball's loose in the paint. We got a jump ball. Possession with the Blackjacks. Nice crowd tonight for this Friday night. 10 minutes, 34 seconds to go in the ball game. 57-28, Dawson Boyd. Oh, nice inbound pass to Anderson. Easy basket there for Anderson. 12 or 13 for Anderson. The ball stolen by Hasted. Here's Claire Stratmon. Stratmon kicks it out. Jorgensen for three. Oh, popped in and out. Kellen with another rebound for Ortonville. Kellen's playing a heck of a second half here for the Trojans. 10 minutes exactly to play here in the ball game. 10 minutes right now. 59-28. Oh, driving to the basket was Arndt. She was a little short on the layup, but Swazinski's there for the rebound. Over to Claire. Stratmon dribbles back out, running the offense here for Dawson Boyd. The eighth grader goes in the paint, puts up a shot. Good! Man, she can play basketball. Claire Stratmon. Claire with 10 points. 10 points for Claire. Ortonville at the free throw line. Here's Strong, drives to the basket, throws it up, no good. Another rebound by Hasted. 61-28. Here's a long three-pointer by Talen Jorgensen. No good. Hit the front of the rim. Talen let that one launch that one from way out. Ortonville Strong. Now to number 12, Arndt. Puts up a quick shot. No good. Another rebound by Swazinski. Alyssa racking up the stats here tonight. Swazinski with 17 points. And she's going to put up a three, and that was in the cylinder and popped out. Arndt with the rebound. Alyssa was going for point number 20 there. And Kellen, drives to the basket, and she's fouled by Jorgensen, I believe. And I think Coach Rachel Hawkinson's calling a full timeout. So with a full timeout on the floor with 8 minutes, 34 seconds to play, it's Dawson Boyd 61, Ortonville 28. We'll be back after this.
One of our sports boosters is CCM Health.
When it came time to grow our family, we decided to go to CCM Health. From the moment we walk in the door to the people checking us in, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I 100% would recommend going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Pearl Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo. Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana. And today, Bob Pearson Seeds is a proud Beck's dealer, dedicated to serving farmers in Minnesota. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Bob Pearson at 320-226-1534.
All right, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. 8:08 to play in the basketball game. Blackjacks have a comfortable 63-29 lead over the Ortonville Trojans. They've outscored the Ortonville Trojans 20-8 here in the second half. Swazinski from the free throw line pulls the shot down, hands it over to Claire Stratmon. Stratmon in the paint will take the shot. She's fouled. And Claire Stratmon will go to the free throw line, I believe, yep, for the Blackjacks. And Claire has 10 points in the ballgame. Yep, she is a left-hander. She's shooting left-handed, it looks like. And free throw's good. Claire Stratmon, they got her up on the big jumbotron here, or picture. Second free throw, missed it. Rebounded there by number 11, Grunholz. Grunholz across midcourt for the Ortonville Trojans. Long shot put up off the glass by Strong. Rebounded by Stratmon. Stratmon to Swazinski. Here's Alyssa. A three-point attempt, no good. And rebounded by Ortonville. Alyssa trying for that 20th point. She has 17. 7:22 to play in the ball game. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. Travel call on Ortonville's Megan Strong. Haley Anderson and Paige Conover coming into the basketball game. Swazinski and Jorgensen out. Running clock now, it looks like. Clock is just going to run here, not stop. Mercy rule looks like it's in effect. 64-29, Dawson Boyd leading. Here's Paige Conover with the basketball in the left ring right in front of Coach Hawkinson. Paige puts the shot up in the paint. Lindsay Lund, who had a basket earlier, pulls up the rebound and then throws it away. Goes right into Kellen, and Kellen goes to the basket and scores. 12 points for Kellen. She leads the Trojans in scoring. Claire Kellen. Here's Lund for three. Oh, my goodness. Deep in the corner, Lindsay Lund for three. And she's got 5 points. It's 67-31. Blackjack, or Trojans go to the basket, and they score. And that was number 15. Strike. And that's 6 points for her. And the Blackjacks go down low, and they score. Nice basket there by Haley Anderson. And Haley has 15 points. Here's a three-point shot by Ortonville. We got a barrage of scoring going on right now. That was Amelia Zitsky with a three for the Trojans. Her first points of the game, and it's 69-36. Hasted drives to the basket, and she's fouled. Oh, no, offensive foul on Hasted. Wow, I didn't see that. 69-36. Clock will not stop. Conover steals the ball. Page, Conover, going to the basket. Throws it up, no good. Hasted with the rebound and put back. Ayanna Hasted with 6 points. We've got 5 minutes to play, and the clock is running. Blackjacks have hit the 70-point mark, 71-36. Zinski goes down low, and a nice pass down low to number 15, Strike. Strike gets another basket. She has 8 points. Strathmone to Hasted. Hasted to Conover. Page puts up a one-handed shot and scores. Page Conover. 4 points for Page. Blackjacks are having fun out there now. A lot of smiles on their faces. They will pick up their first win of the season. Going into La Caparo Valley next Tuesday. And a missed shot by Kellen. And a rebounded by Strike. And all of a sudden, Strike, Lily Strike, with 6 quick points here. In the second half, she's got 10. 3 minutes, 58 seconds to go. Oh, Strathmore, nice pass to Anderson. Haley missed the shot. Rebounded by the Trojans. 3:50 to play on the clock. Ortonville dribbling. Hasted guarding her tightly. Lindsay Lund out there. Lindsay, here's a Kellen for a long three off the glass. Rebound put up and in by guess who? Lily Strike. And she's fouled, and Strike will go to the free throw line to try to make it a three-point play. Clock is not stopping as the Strike is at the line. Conover and Anderson come out. Jorgensen and Jorgens come back in. Good offensive output here by Dawson Boyd tonight. I tell you what, just kind of balanced scoring. Everybody's getting in the scoring column, and Coach Hawkinson's got to like that. And the free throw's missed by Ortonville. And so the Blackjacks will bring the ball. Rachel Jorgens from the free throw line, shot no good, rebounded, put up and in by Lindsay Lund. Lindsay is in the right place at the right time there. And Lund with another basket. 75-42. Ortonville launches a shot, no good, rebounded by Hasted. Ann's got a lot of rebounds tonight. Once again, in a couple of minutes, we'll have our Neon Needles post-game show. I think we're going to be talking with Coach Rachel Hawkinson. Lund puts up a three, no good, and Taylen Jorgensen with the rebound, missed the shot. Kellen grabs the rebound for Ortonville. Boy, Kellen, she's playing very well here in the second half. She puts up a shot, no good, rebound by number five. Number five with the basket. That's Kirkaby. Kirkaby with the basket. She's got two. 75-44. Dawson Boyd, the ball's on the floor. Possession's going to belong with the Blackjacks, I believe. A couple other girls coming in. Bailey Merritt in for Ortonville. Blackjacks will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. With a minute 20 to play. Hasted inbounds it to Lund. Lindsay, with her back towards the basket, turns, shoots, and scores again. How about Lindsay Lund in the second half here? 9 points for Lindsay. Ortonville launches a quick shot, no good. And a rebound by the Trojans, that won't go. And it's picked up by number five. A 30-second timeout. Jordan Strand is going to come into the game here. for Halstead. Halstead gets a nice hand from the Dawson Boyd fans here. He played a good game, the senior did. And Jordan Strand, a 5'3" sophomore guard, into the game. 77-44, exactly 1 minute on the clock. Stratmon splits the defenders, goes to the basket. She's fouled, and Claire's going to the line. Clock will continue to run as the mercy rule is in effect. And Claire Stratmon with 11 points. She's going to try to make it 12, and she does. 35 seconds to go. Stratmon's second free throw on its way. Swish. Swish for Stratmon. 13 for Claire. Oh, here's Merritt from way out, and she missed everything, goes out of bounds. And the Blackjacks have 12 seconds to go here, and they're going to pick up the win tonight here in Dawson. 5 seconds, 2 seconds. The Dawson Boyd Blackjacks pick up their first win of the season as they beat the Ortonville Trojans 79-44. And we'll take a break, a couple-minute break at least, and I'll work on the stats, and we will come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather, and a lot of information, plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free, and they keep adding features. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Denver, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 320-598-7578. That's 320-598-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Canby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Mineota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School, everyone. This is the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. And how about this? The Dawson Boyd Blackjacks put up 79 points tonight as they beat Ortonville 79-44. With me is the Blackjack head coach, Rachel Hawkinson. Rachel, congratulations.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for being here.
First win of the season. You got to like that, huh?
Definitely, yes.
It feels a lot better to win, right?
Yeah, of course. And especially at home, and we had the grades 3 through 6 girls playing tonight.
Yeah, I
saw
that.
So gave them something to cheer about.
Yeah,
so.
It looked like you have some good young talent coming up.
Yes, that's exciting.
All right, let's talk about the game a little bit. 41-20 at the half. Alyssa Swazinski, what a first half she had.
Yeah, she stepped up for us. She's a good offensive threat for us, and we kind of look to her for that, and she's quick. She gets up the floor quick, and we got to just push her the ball.
Yep. What were you pleased with tonight, Rachel? What did you,
you know,
like about what the team did?
So, Allison Esseline, our starting point guard, was out tonight.
Yep.
That's always nervous once you kind of mix up that starting lineup, but I was very proud of all the girls for stepping up. I feel like it was a good overall team effort, and even though you're up first half, I kind of warned them about tail of two halves. You just worry that they're going to let up the gas, and
yep,
thankfully we did not do that tonight.
Yep. Look at the balance scoring. 9, 13, 6, 17, 15, 9, 6. That's amazing.
Of course, yes. And that's kind of been a struggle for us this year. I mean, last year we had Kate Dahl who could put up 20 points a game. So now we're looking to each girl to contribute and kind of find their role on the team.
Yeah, Swazinski was 17. Nice job by Haley underneath the basket with 15 tonight.
Yeah, that was a good game for her. Our guards were doing a better job of driving and finding her and dishing to her, and she's learning to finish underneath the hoop and even against pressure.
Taylan Jorgensen off the bench with 9 points. She had a nice 3 at the end of the game here.
Yeah, she did. She's been playing well for us. She's even this whole week and practice. She's been aggressive. I wanted to reward her tonight, get her on the floor and start for us tonight as a senior.
Talk about your young girls, Claire Stratmone.
Yeah.
Eighth grade. She a left-hander?
She is.
Okay. So what? How many I got for 13 tonight?
Yeah. So, you know, obviously
nothing
a well-rounded...
Nothing against left-handers.
No. No, she's a well-rounded player. She has experience playing AAU basketball, and she's really done a nice job being an underclassman, stepping it up, and playing some big numbers for us.
That's right. Paige Conover off the bench. Lindsay came off the bench in the second half. Lindsay Lund, I got her for 9.
Yeah, she did really well. She is a smart player. She reads the floor well. She's a talker out there, and she knows the plays well, knows where to go, so she's aggressive.
You know, Ayanna Hasted doesn't really get in the scoring column a lot, but, boy, she's a factor out there on the floor.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we put her up on the press. We put her up on half-court zone. We put her on the best offensive player. She's our, you know, defense. She's got a wide wingspan and just athletic and can read the floor really well.
All right. Well, nice win tonight, and you get right back at it. What do you got next?
So, actually, Lacaparo, Tuesday.
Lacaparo, Tuesday. I said that during the broadcast.
Yeah.
That's right. So, that'll be good.
Yeah.
The kids know each other pretty good.
Oh, yeah. They? Yep. And obviously with the schools combined and playing sports together, and, you know, it's fun. You see the girls chatting back and forth, giggling on the floor. So it's fun.
Yeah, but once the tip-off starts, it's
game time.
Game time is competition, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations on a nice win tonight here, and let's keep it rolling.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. Thanks for being here.
You want to have Alyssa Suzinski come up?
I sure will.
And I'll give her a T-shirt here. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it, Rachel. Rachel Hawkinson, the head coach of the Black Ducks. Let's go through the scoring quickly here. First for the Ortonville Trojans, Caden Gronholtz with 8 points. Lily Strike and Claire Kellen. Nice game for them. They each had 12 points. Kellen played really well, especially in the second half, dominating on the boards there for Ortonville. Mackenzie Dale with 2 points. Cassandra Arndt with 5. Amelia Zinski with 3. And Kirkaby with 2. That's the scoring there for Ortonville. For Dawson Boyd tonight, listen to this, the balanced scoring here. Lindsay Lund with 9 points. Paige Conover off the bench with 4. Claire Stratmone with 13. Rachel Jorgens with 6. Haley Anderson with 15. Taylan Jorgensen with 9. Anna Hasted with 6. And your leading scorer tonight is Alyssa Swazinski. Alyssa had 17 points. She dropped a couple threes. And Alyssa is our Neon Needle Subway player of the game. And she hustles up here and puts the headset on. Congratulations, Alyssa.
Thank you, Paul.
You were hot in the first half. What was going on?
I don't know. I think I wore my lucky socks.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, keep wearing them socks. Don't
wash, right.
Don't wash them. Don't do nothing.
I'll have to tell my mom that.
You tell your mom that. That's great. Talk about the game here with Ortonville.
I think...
You know, you got... who was missing here?
Allie Eslin?
Allie Eslin, yes. And she usually leads in scoring.
Yeah. She was our point guard.
And you guys
usually
picked it up.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
So... Without Allie, we had to switch some people around, and I think we maneuvered around that pretty well. We played with quite a bit of energy tonight.
Good.
Exciting.
Yeah. Haley Anderson with 15. You found Haley down
there
a couple times.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I said this on the broadcast, Alyssa. You need to shoot more threes. I mean, you're a good three-point shooter. Yeah, you hit a couple of them.
Thank you.
Like shooting the three?
Of course.
All right. Do it more then, right?
I'll try.
Don't tell Coach Hawkinson I said that.
Okay.
yeah, you played good defense. It was a good defensive effort, too.
Yeah, thank you.
You guys really hustled hard in the first half, didn't you?
Yeah.
What did Coach Hawkinson say at halftime? You were up 41-20. What did she tell you in the locker room at half?
Mostly keep the hustle up and stick to our defense and keep making some buckets.
Yeah.
Yep.
Keep the hustle up. Look at what I wrote down for notes in the first half.
Hustle.
Great hustle by you guys. So
yes,
good win.
You.
Does it feel good to win?
Yeah, it feels amazing.
Okay. Got Lacaparo next Tuesday.
Yep, that'll be a great game to play.
Yeah, and you know the girls pretty good?
Of course.
Is it a fun rivalry?
I suppose, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, I named you Neonito's Subway Player of the Game. You get a Neonito's T-shirt, and you got a size here, small or small, medium?
Medium.
Medium. We'll try medium. Okay, we'll try that.
All right, thank you.
And, you can just stand up there, and as I'm talking, I'll take a picture. Yep, take down a little bit so you can see your uniform. There we go. Ready? One, two, three. Taking a picture, and everybody will see it on social media, right?
Of course.
You're on the light there a little bit. There we go. Congratulations.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a celebrate.
Alrighty. All right. See ya.
Yep. Alyssa Swinsky, our Neonito's Subway. Oh, so wait a minute. I got a Subway value meal for you. That's the best part, too, isn't it? Subway, a free meal at Subway. There you go.
Thank you.
Yep.
Have a good night.
Yep. All right. That kind of wraps things up here. I want to quickly go through some scores. Just an entertaining game, it sounds like, at La Caparra Valley in boys basketball. However, the Eagles fell at the buzzer, 49-48 to KMS tonight. KMS 49, La Caparra Valley 48 is your final score there in boys basketball. Girls basketball, McRae beat Heron Lake Okabena full to 70-15. That in girls basketball tonight. And Edgerton is leading RTR 54-22. And the big game was Hancock, state-ranked Hancock, hosting Clinton Graceville Beardsley. And Hancock ranked number, I think, 3 in Class A. Clinton, they're both, they were undefeated coming into the game tonight. And Hancock is leading. Hancock was leading 73-25. Wow, the Hancock Owls—they're having a great season, starting out the season tonight or this year. 73-25. Game's not over yet. That's in the second half. So those are just some of the scores. Of course, good luck to the Dawson Boyd Blackjack Boys basketball team. Playing at the Lindbergh Center at Hopkins tomorrow. That's a 6:30 start against the number 2 ranked team, Cass Lake Bina. They lost Cass Lake Bina. Ada Borat beat them 66-64 last night. So Blackjacks and Cass Lake Bina tomorrow at 6:30. And the Shadows are in Renville County West tomorrow for their second competition, dance team competition of the season. So good luck to the Shadows. Thanks to Mike Meyer back at the studio for working the board tonight. Appreciate that, Mike, and all of our fine sponsors here on Q92. Once again, your final score, Dawson Boyd 79, Ortonville 44. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Matson Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Koppelman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
It's 9 o'clock at KLQP, Madison Dawson, 92.1 FM. Great music for Madison, Canby, and Ortonville on Q92, 92.1 FM.
First date, baby, with your pretty blue eyes, it would drive me crazy. And the tiny little thought that was so amazing, they were looking at me. I held open the car door for you, then you climbed inside and slid on over to the other side. I thought, my oh my. But I just couldn't wait, so I had to borrow Jake's Mustang, it's a favorite car, and so